From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Lebanon is one of the most religiously diverse countries in the Mideast. Faith is an integral part of Lebanese daily life, so much so that citizens have been forced to list which religious group they belong to on their ID cards. Now the government says it's okay not to reveal which religion you belong to, and that's raising some interesting questions. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut.
Here are a few things Lebanon is famous for: gorgeous scenery, vicious civil wars, and a Byzantine sectarian-based political system that seems perpetually on the verge of collapse. Although most people here will insist that they are Lebanese first and Muslim, Christian, or Druze second, at key points in their lives, their sect is what matters most. On issues of voting, marriage, child custody, and inheritance, the state is largely absent. So when Interior Minister Ziad Barood issued a memorandum allowing citizens to choose to have their religion removed from their identity cards, some here saw it as the start of a quiet revolution. Lawmaker Mohamed Kabani says sectarianism is Lebanon's curse, and it's getting worse. In the 1950s and 60s, he neither knew nor cared about his classmates' religion. Now he says his children probably know the sect of everyone in their class.
It is our main problem. Lebanon is moving more and more into a confederation of sects rather than one people. This is a curse on the country. We are not, you see, if you ask somebody now, who is that? He will tell you he is a Maronite or he is a Shiite and so on. And this is really too sad.
Kabani says Lebanon's best chance to create a non-sectarian secular government without inciting sectarian warfare was in the late 50s and early 60s, when Fuad Shihab, the first commander of the Lebanese army after independence, was president. Still, Kabani is heartened to see a new generation taking up the challenge. Jamal Marouet, editor of the Daily Star newspaper, worked for 2 years to strike the religious affiliation from his ID card. Now, the move by the Interior Ministry means the process will be much simpler. Marouet calls that a necessary condition for reform, but not sufficient.
Because what we need to do next is to build slowly, as in the proverbial sausage factory, a civic code. In a sense, it will be an exoskeleton that allows the healing of the very, very, very rotten state system that has been eaten up by the sectarian virus.
A group called the Civic Center for National Initiative is trying to take the next step, gathering constitutional lawyers and other experts to prepare a report on how Lebanon might go about building a non-sectarian civil code and empowering the institutions to support it. On a blustery day in downtown Beirut, two middle-aged women consider the idea of removing their religion, Shiite in their cases, from their identity cards. Fatim Fawaz speaks for both when she says without hesitation, of course she will.
We're very much for it, and we even encourage it, because that means that we can get rid of sectarianism in Lebanon. We used to live abroad, and we never even thought, you know, what our religion was or what our sect was. That was not an issue. It's only when we came back to live here in Lebanon that it became an issue.
Fawaz knows that some very powerful people here are deeply invested in the current system, and they won't give it up easily. But like many Lebanese, she's quietly cheering a small, rare step towards something that has long eluded this beautiful, battered country, a sense of national identity. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.